The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Rewind. In the day with Cherry Johnson.
Shop all things Cherry Johnson at TheRealCherry.com.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
The only podcast coming through your beat stereo is Cherry's World, so let's go around like a merry-go. Plug your phone in, make sure it got a full battery. Download it Wednesday, listen to it Saturday. She cover all topics, whatever you after. She got ball players, authors, doctors, actors, rappers, singers, entrepreneurs, divas, leaders, Androids or Apple, turn up your speakers. Trying to shoot my shot like the vaccine, whether it's Cherry or Maxine, whether the podcast or acting, she that queen. PYT, you know what that mean. So you on TV and touch the screen, touch on you. I plead Lucy's got a crush on you. It'll mean the world to get a blush from you. Teaspoon of me, leave you sleep like Robitussin do.
Hey, 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 Cherry's World. We got an exclusive today. My boo is in the house. That's right. Daddy's home. And I know y'all gonna read into that, but I don't care. Have fun with it. Mr. Shaheem Franklin. That's right. Young rugged child from Wu-Tang is in the house today. And he's gonna talk to us about how he feels about coming home in 2020. Sha, thank you for being here, boo.
This is Cherry's World.
Hey, if you're listening to Cherry's World Podcast on Apple Podcasts and iTunes, please give us a 5-star. Let us know what you think. Leave us a review. I want to hear from you. Thank you.
Would you like to advertise on Cherry's World and have your product placed on Cherry's social media for the world to see? Email us now at cherrysworldpodcast@gmail.com for low introductory rates. Cherry's World Podcast. Get heard. Rewind. Let's go back in the day with Cherry Johnson.
So shy. Let me reintroduce myself to you.
Okay.
I haven't seen you in I don't know how long.
Approximately probably about maybe 7.5 years, maybe.
7.5 years. Welcome home, sir. So yeah. I'm a mother now.
Yes, you are.
And thank you for coming to visit Cherry's World, Mr. Seven. You've been gone 7.5 years. I can't explain to you.
I've been going for about 6 and change, but I haven't seen you in about 7.5.
I'm so happy that you're home.
Oh.
Like, for real? Yeah. I learned about, okay, so I know Shaheem Franklin, the man. Right? But this time when you left, unlike last time, I guess social media wasn't such a big deal first time you left, but now that you left, social media is a big deal. People were reaching out to me after our pictures were in media takeout.
Yeah.
And I was reintroduced to an artist that I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm so proud of you. So today we want to talk. We want to talk about your career because I don't know that person. I know the man.
Yeah.
I don't know the career.
Okay.
So how did you fall in love with hip hop? How did the career thing all start? Because I'm slow. You got to catch me up.
Well, I mean, I've always was a fan of hip hop, you know, from watching Kane, LL, Public Enemy, you know, on a big stage. And then like around the neighborhood, you know, I was a fan of hip hop from the RZA, GP Wu, Pop the Brown Hornet, Method Man, Ghostface from our neighborhood. So I was always attracted to it. So I used to just be kicking it around, you know, the older dudes, and just started writing and learning how to express myself through writing.
And now, this man over here is the one I was talking about you one day, and you wasn't home yet. And he said, my man was on In Too Deep.
Yeah.
I remember the lines. That's what's crazy. Yeah. And told LL about everybody trying to buy the turkeys. You're like,
yeah,
not buy the turkeys, but God yeah, give arm him. On you and shit. He's like, anybody wants to eat with God. He said, okay, act like you're spending my money. You're spending your own money.
Yeah, and then he mooks me. Yeah. If you look at it if you look at it real carefully, you see me flinch before it's coming because how L is before the set, he'll be talking junk. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm a mush the shit out of you on this shit. So I'm sitting there waiting for it, and here it comes. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that was like a legend, classic movie, man. Like, man, it was such a dope movie.
He was like, "You never seen the movie?" I said, "Nah." So I had to go back and watch it because I missed it. It was hilarious. And then somebody wrote me on social media and was like, "You never saw Shia on Parenthood?"
Yeah. So Parenthood. Yeah.
Parenthood?
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Well, you know me, Cherry. I don't go around wearing a hat that says, "Hey, this is who I am, this is what I do." So if a person don't know, they just don't know. Like,
it's so funny though. Like, I knew that, like, when he was out with Shy, everybody knows him. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows him. Everybody's like, Shy is one of those people where, like, if you ever meet him, you're not a stranger.
Yeah.
Like, he's like warm and welcome, like coming home. So I just thought he had a whole bunch of homies everywhere. I had no idea.
Well, that's a fact. That's a fact.
So I literally like started learning about your career while you were gone, and I have a newfound appreciation for your art form, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And now that you're home, I want to know what's next.
Well, right now, you know, while I was away, you know, I completed my autobiography. And the first project I'm gonna release. Well, I'm gonna do it in increments. Increments. Audiobook with a little twist to it. And thank you for coming and being a guest and playing my mom, the voice of my mom in my audiobook.
Anything.
That's really great. And yeah, man, we're gonna put that out and you know, hopefully get a movie deal behind it. And you know, we're talking that, yeah, we're talking Netflix. A lot of people's interested. But again, you know, I've learned from my experiences, and it's just like, it just has to be right. And no nigga business, you know what I'm saying? Just straight up business. And I'm more than willing to, you know, get back out there and get back on the screen and do some acting and, you know,
try
to make it happen.
So, you know, you said it. You want to try to get back on the screen and do some acting. Your girl been doing a little bit of producing. So if I call you.
Yeah.
You better answer the phone.
You know that. Cut it out. You know that. That's definitely, that's without a question.
Thank you.
Yo, how do y'all know each other?
I don't even, damn, it's probably been over 20 years now. I think we met. Did we meet in a strip club?
Legs.
Yes, I think we met in a strip club in California. We met in a strip club. And we just started hanging. And who else was there too?
Suave.
Suave. Y'all shout out to Suave from Cali. That's my boy.
So and, Jerry was making the rain?
Merlin Santana. Yeah. I don't think she... Was you making it rain that day?
No.
I don't know, because I remember I was in there and it was like, oh... I was like, who's that? And he was like, that's Cherry. You don't know who Cherry is? I was like, oh, okay. And then we, you know, just
I was over. Not on the pole. Let's just clarify.
No. She wasn't on the pole. I mean, nah, it was chilling like in a little area or whatever. And we come in there, we about 100 dudes. You know what I mean? And yeah, we was just hanging out. We just, you know, start talking and, you know, and just pretty much been in touch ever since.
I'm still tripping on the strip club. So
yeah,
Merlin Santana, man, that's a strong name, man.
And Eric Benet, I was actually in the corner harassing Eric Benet because I was like, why are you in here?
Yeah,
and Hallie at home.
Like,
what are you doing?
Yeah,
you sitting next to me trying to eat chicken wings, like.
Yeah, that was some good times, man.
It was a great time. I love Trish. I miss Trish.
Trish
was the big chick who ran legs. Remember, she
Okay.
You took me up in, what was the other one? Dublin's, you know, the gay club that I had never been in.
Oh, yeah, that was all.
The one on Santa Monica. It's in all the rap songs.
Yeah. It was legend back then. I don't know. I haven't been up there yet, but
I don't remember legend. Yes, it was legendary back then. And Shy really had me in the streets.
He seemed like he would have. He seemed like the type that would.
Yeah, we was just rolling. I remember something happened in one of them clubs one time and shit. This is when we got tight. Shit, something happened. We got to some shit or whatever. So I don't know. Cherry just pulls up with the car. I'm like, all right, we out of here. Then she was like, my boy. She was like, this motherfucker was trying to leave you. Something like that.
We was wild. We had some fun
times. Yeah. Out of control. If social media was around then, boy.
I'm so thankful. There was no paparazzi. They did not have a job title. And there was no social media. Speaking of paparazzi, who the hell took those pictures of us?
I have no idea. See, that started happening. Weird things started happening. And I don't know if I was telling you beforehand about it, because it just started happening. It was just like, I don't know, because it happened before. I was with, afterwards, Big Ange. Rest in peace, Big Ange. So, you know me, I get myself in all type of things, right? So, I met Big Ange, so she's from Staten Island, Marlboro. So, I go to her party. So, she don't know me, really, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, oh, congratulations on the show. And so, bar said, yo, let me treat you to a drink. Boom. So, we just start throwing them back. Next thing you know, she's like, give me a kiss. I fucking love you. So, I'm like, I'm kissing her. Next thing you know, I wake up in the morning, I'm on media takeout, kissing Big Ange,
but he was supposed to be my man's. So I didn't know whether I was supposed to be mad or not, because they used the pictures like a year after I saw you.
Yeah.
It was a whole year later.
Yeah. That was crazy.
It's a trip how they flip the narrative. Talk about flipping the narrative. What are you going to do now that you're home to make sure that you stay in control of the brand and everything you got going on?
Well, as far as what? I mean, I don't really think as far as like controlling it, like if people are out taking pictures, like it's crazy because I come out my house the other day. So I see a car sitting there. It's just a black car, tinted window. So I'm looking out the window. I'm like, who the hell is this? I wasn't expecting nobody. I come out and it's just, I'm trying to look behind the glass. Got a phone right there taking. So I'm like, I'm waving at him. I'm like, hey, how y'all doing? What's up? It's me. Hey, my police. What's up? Whoever you are. So I don't know. I don't think I can control that. But just by just being careful with what I do, you know what I'm saying? And being careful with what I'm able to get caught doing or a picture of or some video of, you know what I mean? And just be wise on who I sit there and talk to, because people like to flip things and twist your words and make it into things that it's not.
Absolutely. So have you changed your circle?
Well, the funny thing about going to prison is your circle changes. And you don't have control of that because life goes on. So it's like then you put back into a world where you haven't seen people in years. Well, in my case, years. Almost a decade, kind of. You know what I mean? And you're put right back in front of people that you're supposed to be like, yay, I love you, and yay. And you just, it's like you're strangers. They're strangers to you again. So you have to reestablish your relationships. And then as you change, it changes all the dynamics of it. So you wanna keep it like it is, but sometimes you just gotta let it go and just move forward. You know what I mean? So it's been like that for me since I've been home. It's like even around my way, I'm seeing people and they're like, yay. And it's hard to accept it because you're like, damn, like so much love, right? But then when you need the love the most, it's not there. So then it's like, damn, what is this? It's just like, yo, is this even real? You know what I mean? And that's one thing that I struggled with coming up, being a child entertainer. It was like everyone claps for you when you're doing well, and you got this big image in your head that all these producers and these rappers and these actors and these record execs and labels really care about you as a person, to when you don't got a hit record or you're not on the screen, it's on to the next hot act. And as a kid, that can be like damaging to you. You know what I mean? So you kind of, I mean, I wouldn't say seek out for attention, but it's kind of like, it's just weird. It's like, if your parents get divorced and your dad stop coming around now, you know, you're just sitting on a step waiting for them to come, you know? So I don't know. I mean, the biggest thing I learned is not to expect anything. I no longer have expectations. It don't matter. What it is what it is. It's going to be what it's going to be. And I just enjoy every moment for what it is. If they ain't one tomorrow, fuck it. Yesterday was cool, you know?
I just go ahead, Courtney, and ask your question. I'm just sitting here smiling at him.
Yeah, you was gone for a minute, man. What would you say to anybody that might be incarcerated and like I don't want to say like tips, but like, you know, how to survive or just like keep your head up or like what are some things you did just to stay focused on, because you know you was coming out, but you know.
Well, it's a transition into prison as well as out. So, you know, you're fresh off the street, you're thrown in the cell. First of all, 50 guys in there. Nobody knows each other. Everybody's, you know, then you get housed and you're in the house area. And you know, but as time goes by, these people, you're living with them. And you get to know dudes. Like, I know some dudes way better than I know some people that I knew all my life, because it's the all day thing of it. Like, you know, when you're in the streets, like, yo, we hang out today. All right, check you later. Go do our thing. But we talking 24 hours around each other. So these people become your new family. And for me, what I started at first, it was kind of difficult to transition. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I had serious crime. So I was placed in real intensive units and around some real dangerous people, you know what I'm saying, in maximum penitentiaries with notoriety. So here it is, you know, oh, that's dude, that's boy, Wu-Tang, oh, the road. So now a different persona, because I have that, but I'm also another way. So then I was fights and all things of that nature. And you start to think like the things that you would fight for and you have to fight for and the things that you can't let slide, it's like a timing. It's like a timing. It's like if someone, let's say some slick shit to you, you have a certain, you have like one point of a tenth of a tenth of a second to respond. Because if you respond to that any minute later, got him. You ain't as tough. So it's always that. So it's like something as small as like, I like your shoes. Fuck you mean you like my shoes? What's up? Like, that's it. Yo. At the 7 o'clock, nobody using the phone but certain individuals. Nah. I need mine. So, you know. Oh, hold on a second. Yes? No, I'm on an interview. What are
you doing? It sucks. I'm like such the bad friend, Courtney. I never wrote him.
Yeah.
I'm glad she came in and lightened the mood up, because them stories you was telling me was whoo.
Oh yeah, but you know, but it's like that, man, you know, so it's like you, but then you go through, it's two ways you could do it, man. You could be one that's with the negativity and you could gang bang and you could be into using drugs and selling drugs, or you can choose to educate yourself. You can choose to, you know what I'm saying, read. And what starts to happen is that dudes that have life and that is chasing, it's a whole different community of intellectuals that's into law, that's fighting for their freedom. Then you got dudes that's just trying to just better themselves. So then that becomes a community within itself. But it's like with anything, then they're not going to just let you get down. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be observation, and there's always somebody watching when you least expect it. All eyes are always on you, you know? So I chose, after a while of going through the same things over and over again, it's like, you know what? It's time to do better. You know what I mean? So then I just started focusing on educating myself, spending more time myself, writing, getting my education, getting my diploma, getting vocational trades and things like that. And, you know, and then good thing I did, because those are all the things that helped me when I had to sit in front of a parole board. You know, when you're sitting back and you got 6 years ahead of you until you're first even eligible for parole, that just seems so far away that you're not thinking that the stuff you do now is going to affect you then. The same way as when we're kids, we don't think our choices that we make when we're younger is going to affect our adult life. You know what I mean? And that's one of the things that I had to learn, that I kept finding myself getting in situations, trying to fit, learning the consequences and trying to get out of it once I'm already in it. So I had developed a skill now to consider the consequences before my actions. You know what I'm saying? So now before I go from something so small to something so big, before I go to a certain neighborhood at a corner store, I have to think about that. Hold on. Chances are I go to this store. Chances are this is a neighborhood like this. Chances are I'm going to need a firearm because this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That don't change because I change. So you have to remove yourself from that situation because you're always going to be that. It's like nothing I could do. Like, yeah, I've changed. I've grown up. But if I'm in certain areas and me and certain people see each other, we only known for one thing.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Just because I change, you know what I'm saying? Don't mean the game changes. And I think a lot of us fall victim to that. And you got to know your place. You know what I'm saying? And once I experienced that, I've found out that that's not for me.
This is Cherry's World.
If you haven't yet, you need to check out Shy Figaro's Couture. It boasts with a distinctive line of contemporary apparel and accessories that represents beauty, sex appeal, with a daring look that orchestrates the message of confidence. Shy Figaro Couture is all about uniqueness. They create an extreme passion for fashion, and each piece in their collection has a unique story of its own. You know what makes them unique is that they focus on the distinctive and trendy silhouette that influences the way people dress. If you want to know where I got my secret pieces in my closet, make sure you check out shyfigaro.com.
Strikes?
Well, in New York, it's not called strikes. It's called felonies, and then you have persistent felony. You have first time felons, then you have predicates, which is second time felons. Then you have three time felons. It's sort of like the same thing, but if you have three of the same nature felonies, is mandatory life sentence. So, if you have let's say two robberies and a drug sale, you can't get life for that. Okay. But if you have two robberies and one gun conviction, at that time of that last gun conviction, you must get life on the end. So it could be 7 to life, 8 to life, 10 to life. You know what I mean? And my situation, I'm a predicate violent offender, so I have two violent felonies. So if I get myself into a violent situation in the state of New York, again, mandatory by state law, I must have a life sentence. Now, how much the life depends on what it is. You know what I mean? And I have a nonviolent felony. So I have three felonies, but just not three of the same type of felony.
So you saying you're gonna move out of New York though, right?
Yeah, man, that's the plan. You know what I'm saying? That's the plan. But with everything, man, it takes preparation, and it's like, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
And he's going to make sure he never gets put in one of those situations again.
Oh, nah, man. But you know, I just look at it like, man, you go through what you go through, and God don't put you through nothing that you can't stand. And I had to go through those things because I wouldn't be who I am now if I didn't go through all of those things, everything. So I welcomed it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, Shy, you're the first person who ever taught me about 48 laws of power.
Okay.
And knowledge of self.
Okay.
So I know that you've been having a lot of time to yourself to do nothing but manifest your future. Yeah. What's going on the next 5 years for you?
Well, fortunately, I've learned to just enjoy the moment, because if you so busy focusing on down the road, you miss all the little things on the road there to get it. You know what I mean? So like I said earlier, I just want to enjoy each moment and maximize each moment to the fullest that I can. Even if it's just being happy for the day. Tomorrow come, we try being happy again tomorrow. And then next thing you know, you got a whole year. It's like with sobriety, you know what I'm saying? Or anything that you, the next thing you know, you got 20 years of happiness or 20 years of working. And this is just every day. It's like the clock resets every day.
Absolutely.
For me, that's just how I look at it, you know, because you can't, man, you can't, you, yesterday's over and tomorrow is not promised. So why would I worry about my past, and why would I be so focused on the future and not enjoy right now? Because
what are you enjoying most about right now? Like being home right now?
To be able to open the door, like I can open the door, go outside. Like my first night home, I just kept going outside, open the door, like, oh shit, I'm going outside, sit on the porch, oh shit. Fuck with the water, make the water hot, make it cold, like, oh shit, you got control. Just having a control, you know what I mean? And choice, because you don't have that. It's like shower, on the showers. Everybody in, up, time's up. On the chair. Everything's programmed. So I took the programming aspect of it, and just like that, I don't have to be in jail or prison to have a program. So with certain things that I took with me from there that I won't compromise for, I won't comp nothing. I won't compromise it for nothing. And that's an hour day of reading. You know what I'm saying? That's just time by myself. You know what I mean? And that's that. Like, I'm not going to compromise that. And I'm not going to allow people to pull me out of that, because that'll happen. Everybody grab, yo, come over here, do this, yo, do that. And then it's just like, what would I get out of it? Is it worth me? Would you want me to come over here for what? Like, nah, I'd rather just read my book. You know what I mean? Or try to put you back in that element. And it's like, I know my triggers. I know me. You know what I'm saying?
Are your triggers? Would you share those with us? Is that too personal?
My triggers is loud fucking hip hop, marijuana, weed, chicks, the whole life, the lifestyle. You know what I mean? So I just know that I gotta really be careful in that type of environment, because that quick, you get the fuck it in you. The next thing you know, it's like, fuck parole and get me when you get me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Until you wake up like, oh shit, they looking for me now. I gotta go. Nobody wants you at the house and shit. Like, oh nigga, they just might come kicking this door in a minute. And oh, then yeah. I don't know
anything about kicking in the doors.
But for me, you know, the funniest thing is when they do get me, they be like, I thought you was just so much bigger, because like, they come like, I'm El Chapo. I'm like, yo, it's not that serious, you know?
How personal can we get right now?
I don't know. This is your show.
I mean, I don't want to bring up old shit, but when you talk about when they come to get you. So yeah. I wake up one morning and I wake up to, I'm like, what the fuck? Who's knocking on my door? Like the goddamn police. It was the goddamn police. I don't know, Courtney. Courtney might want to cut all this out because of
punk. You know it's not coming on the show. I'm not using none of that.
I just saw Courtney's face. Okay, we will talk about it. Yeah. But no, when they show up for Shy, they do. It was like 15 white dudes and guns running through my house. And I was like,
you know what it is? It's like, it's the same for me as it was for, like, I say, like, Malcolm or anybody that has the ability to captivate an audience and speak. I was just using my power in the wrong way. Now that I've learned what my purpose is, and I learned my purpose, and I know what I'm supposed to do, the role I'm supposed to play, even with going to prison, to seeing the state of mind that our people's in and the conditions that we're living in, and people are living in right now, in prison right now, the conditions, man. You think there's police brutality on the street. There's police brutality in there. And then when people ain't getting that love and support for people at home, they think nobody cares, and they will lose you in them prisons. You know? Life goes on. Man, I also understand that I needed that. I was taken away to be by myself to deal with it. Because if that's the case, it would have went another way. And then how would I have that time to even think and to figure it out if it was like that? So I even take that. I tell people all the time, yo, I'm not mad at all. You know what I mean? It's my journey. I got to go through my journey. Now, it's not fair for someone else to have to sacrifice, because it's not... You're not the only one doing time. Your family's doing time. You know what I mean? Your children. You know? Everybody. It affects everybody, so.
Oh, Courtney, don't back up from the microphone.
What's up? What happened?
I'm listening, bro. Like, between us, you know, I got a loved one. He doing a 10-year stretch, you know, hopefully only be 8. So, you know, I'm listening, man, because, like, you know, I'm hearing, you know, he's able to, you know, text message. We text message still.
Yeah.
But you know, I ain't been out to see him, you know, so I'm listening. I just,
you know. Yeah, you know. It's important, bro. Even if it's once in a while. See, this is where people get confused, right? It's not all the time.
Yeah.
People, you know, you sitting there like especially dudes. Dudes want a chick coming up. Like, I remember boys used to come up when they did come up. I'm like, come on, man. I'm ready to get back to this thing, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's just a surprise. You know what I mean? Oh, snap a card. Oh, some pictures. Oh, you know what I mean? These are the things that, believe it or not, make or break your day. You know what I mean? Can make or break your day easy. And that's one thing I hated about prison, that I was dependent. I was dependent on a phone call. I was dependent on a piece of mail coming through. I was so dependent that I didn't have no control. Yes. So then I said, yo, how am I allowing these things to control me? Hold on. Then I took the value out of it. So then it didn't matter. Then it started going smooth.
Can I ask a question? You just said you don't like things to control you. Mm-hmm. So did you do drugs?
I did a whole lot of drugs.
Okay, so you're laughing. I didn't know.
What do you mean you didn't know?
I mean, I knew you smoked weed, right?
Yeah.
Did you do other drugs like while you were around me?
Well, my choice of drug at the time, my choice of drug was PCP. I smoked angel dust. I didn't. That was my choice. That was my choice.
But when you were around, I might not smoke.
In front of you or around you, but
no, but like, did I see you high? That's what I'm saying.
Of course, but you wouldn't have known it. There's no way you would have known it. You know what I'm saying? Because that was just my shit. Like, you know what I mean? So it was just like a blunt for me.
But you're sober now.
Oh yeah, I haven't fucked around in years. Even before I went in, I wasn't smoking it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, really?
That was something else that somebody dropped in my ear while you were gone. Yeah. They were like, Shy was always high. I said, Shy might have smoked weed, but I never saw Shy high. And they laughed at me.
Yeah, you know, I still can say, hey, kid, walk straight, man, see ya.
I missed it.
Well,
I missed it.
But see, it was acceptable. See, this is what it is. It was acceptable. It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we did where I'm from. We grew up, that's what we did. We fucking smoked Bobby Digital and we fucking made rap records, and that's just what we did. You know, nobody was thinking of the after effects, and it distorts your judgment. You know what I mean?
So now that you're home and you're sober, the state of hip hop, what do you want to say to these young boys out here now who are glorifying drugs and diet?
Oh man. See, what I don't never want to be, because I had that, you don't never want to be the preacher. Yo, don't do this, don't do that. A person's gonna make their own choices and they gotta go through their hell to come out right. You know, all I could say is that how it affected me, and if someone can learn from me and save themselves that trip, then so be it. You know what I mean? I think it's dangerous. They smoking all type of stuff that you don't even know what it is. And especially our community, we're taking, you know, pills and things like that. And I've taken some pills. I've had some ecstasy before. I've done, you know, but.
When was I?
I don't know now. I'm like, now I'm done.
But, you know, I just, everything was like, phew.
But come on, Chevy, you're kind of blind too to certain things. You know what I'm saying? So you're kind of blind. So, I mean, you know, so that's very easy. You know what I'm saying? You just thinking, oh, he had a little liquor. He's a little hyper right now. Hey, that nigga like, oh, hey. Like, this nigga party like a motherfucker.
But you always took care of me. You always made sure I was okay.
Yeah, like, because That's my job, you know what I'm saying? But man, I don't know. Like, you know, sometimes I look back and I'll be like, yo, I just laugh at God, man, because it's like there's people who done the things that I've done and didn't get a chance to live. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, big fella, you really got me in his best interest, because there's many nights I So the amount, it's some night out, smoke some dust, smoke some weed, drink some liquor, pop a pill, all in the same night. You know what I mean? So I know that I'm blessed because there's people that is just one, and that's that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Damn, Shy. When they told me that, I almost wanted to fight them. I just want you to know, like, I was like, they didn't do no drugs.
Nah, but come on, they make it seem like nigga had a crack pipe or something. I don't smoke no crack or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know. I was thrown aback.
Yeah.
Because they was talking about a man and they were like, he was with you. You was with him. And I was like, no, I wasn't. I never saw nothing.
Well, I saw some food. Now, if you would have seen it, then that means I'm not doing my job. Like, it's not, it wasn't really for show. Like, everything ain't for everybody, you know what I'm saying? And I was always conscious of that when we would be out, that, like, yo, I had a, especially with your moms, like, I had a responsibility. Like, what the fuck I'm going to say coming back? Like, yeah, well, this happened, and now she's in this situation. Like, nah, like.
Thank you for always taking
care. You can't, you know, you're welcome. You know, you can't be like that. You know, but now, you know, but those are the things that make us, you know what I'm saying? And nobody's exempt from making mistakes and going through trial and error and learning in life. It's just a fact of, you know, getting it right. Because if you continue to do the same things and expect different results, you're insane. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I've done the same thing for a very long time. And then I look back, I'm like, damn, what the hell I just do for the last so many years? Like, time. And maybe that was something that I had to learn to cherish, was the time. You know what I mean? Like, spend my time wisely. You know what I mean?
Courtney's over here soaking all this up.
Yeah, you deep brother. I'm listening to everything, bro.
So when is this book coming out? When is the audio book coming out?
I don't know at this point. What I'm trying to do is very, like, different and unique with it. What I'm trying to do, well, not what I'm trying to do, because I'm actually doing it. But so I'm probably gonna release the prologue and the first chapter first. I want to release it on the streaming services. And just let it get out there and let people, you know, get familiar with my story, you know, because it's two stories. It's like, I have a parable. I got the kid rapper that signed the Virgin Records when I was 13 years old, to the kid that had a mom who struggled with drugs at the same time and lived a life of streets and violence and drugs and women, and to big stages and big rap records and movies and television. So it's two stories that's parallel. And I just want to get the story out there and make people get a little more familiar with me that don't know the inner, the thing underneath the surface. And then after that, probably do some music. And, you know, just one day at a time. Sound like I'm in an NA meeting one day at a time. Now,
if you could go back with any artist that's out now, who would it be?
If I could collab with any artist right now, I don't know, man. I don't know. You know who I like? I like Rhapsody. Is that her name? Rhapsody?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she has that song Affini. When I heard that song, I fell in love with her music. That's somebody that I would like to work with.
And you man your own social media. So if people want to hit you up, where they find you?
Oh, you know, my Instagram, Shaheem_rugged. And, you know, DM me. I respond.
Okay. Courtney, you got any more questions for him?
I don't got a question. I'll just say thank you, man, you know, for telling your story and, you know, being so open and, you know what I mean? Like, that's all I can say, man. I mean, I'm listening. I, like she said, I soaked it all in. And I always feel like I just never understood, like, brothers, you know, sisters too, who I wouldn't wish jail on nobody, man. And ain't never even been.
Well, hold on now. There's some motherfuckers that need jail.
You know what I mean, dude. I ain't talking about, you know what I mean, though. I just wouldn't, I don't know. I just hearing your story, though. I appreciate that, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Nah, but that's real shit, though. It's some motherfuckers who need jail.
Yeah, come on. If you didn't control, like, and I'm going to even say it for myself. Like, sometimes, man, like, I needed it. You know what I'm saying? Did I want to go? No, I didn't want to go. But I needed it at that time, man. Ain't no telling what I'd have got. I'd have probably got myself in something way worse. You know what I mean?
But let me say this, though. See, I heard Meek Mill say something similar. He was like, yeah, but you know what? I needed that. And Jay-Z or somebody was like, nah, that's what we got it messed up. We got, they made us think that we need that. We need something else. We don't need that. We need, you know, work on the outside so we don't have to go in the inside. You know what I'm saying? So that's the logic I took from, you know, what those brothers were saying, though. You know, because like you said, it's a fucked up place, man. It's a fucked up place.
Yeah, but that's where a lot of our people is at, man. Yeah. A lot, man. A lot, man. It's like warehouse. It's like in them reception centers. It's like just imagine like a bus depot. All the buses coming in, and it's just like a revolving door. 100 coming this way, 100 going that way, 100 going this way, that way, all day. Bed is never empty for a whole day. Soon as somebody pack up and he's leaving, somebody's in for that bed. Straight from county. When you leave to go upstate, somebody's leaving upstate to go home. Someone's leaving that maximum security, going to a medium. You going to the max, you taking his, he taking that spot, he taking that spot. Revolving door. And how do we change that, right? You say that, but then you have to do, I read a book by Michelle Alexander. It's called The New Jim Crow. Yeah. And how the prison system was started was from slavery.
Exactly.
Because once they freed the slaves, they started saying, how can we control this? So it was like for little tickets of saying like, oh, he crossed the street jaywalking. If you couldn't pay that fine, you went to jail and you worked on a slave, you worked on a slave and picking cotton and you did that. That's all prison is now.
Right.
It's just cheap labor. So it's for people who's in control, lock them up in these poor communities, send them in here and let them work and be a slave.
Yep.
Wow. Thank you so much.
No, it's a system. All right.
I love
you. You're welcome.
I adore me some Sha. Will you come back again soon?
No, I didn't. This is
fucker hung up.
No, I didn't. I ain't hang up my head.
Okay. Will you come back soon?
Anytime. Just let me know.
I'm going to be on you.
Please. I'm just saying, look, come on. Listen, where you smack?
Hey, yo. Can you go get that girl number for me over there?
Oh, yeah. Let's go politic that right now.
It's like, who that bitch? Yeah, you remember that?
Wait, yeah,
that was like, that was in 98, man. You remember that exact line?
Oh yeah, man. I mean, you know, because I pretty much emphasized on my lines. Like, that's one thing I always did. I always bring me to it. So, you know, I would read the script, and my mind, all I would say, as long as I stay in the realm of what the hell's going on, I'm going to be me, because I'm not going to be a robot to it. You know what I'm saying? Wait, so
That's really Shaheem. Last time we were out, it was me, Shy, and this boy. I don't remember what the boy's name was, but we was all trying to see who can get the waitress's number first.
Just like the movie.
Yeah. He definitely was.
He's like, hey, what you say? Show more love.
Show more love, please, right?
I just want to set the record straight, and Courtney, let you know that I'm the one that got the money.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.